Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. An Israeli airstrike cut off a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria. The airstrike led to the closure of a road near the Masnah border crossing, from where tens of thousands of people fleeing war in Lebanon have crossed into Syria over the past 2 weeks. The U.S. is discussing strikes on Iran's oil facilities as retaliation for Tehran's missile attack on Israel. President Joe Biden made the statement on Thursday while Israel's military hit Beirut with new airstrikes in its battle against Lebanese armed group Hezbollah. Reuters' Leila Davies reports.
Biden was asked whether he would support Israel striking Iran's oil facilities.
We're in discussion of that. I think that would be a little... Anyway.
His comments contributed to a surge in global oil prices due to the rising Middle East tensions. The president also emphasized that no immediate action was planned, but reassured that Israel would respond to Iran's aggression. A U.S. official said Washington does not believe Israel has decided yet how to respond to Iran. However, on Wednesday, Biden said he would not support any Israeli strike on Iran's nuclear sites.
That's Reuters' Leila Davies. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports of Mark Rutte's first visit to Kyiv as NATO's new Secretary General.
In a news conference in Kyiv, Mark Rutte, the former Dutch Prime Minister and now NATO's new Secretary General, reiterated NATO's unwavering support for Ukraine.
Ukraine is closer to NATO than ever before.
Rutte met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv as air raid sirens twice went off in the Ukrainian capital. The new head of NATO vowed when he took office recently to help shore up Western support for Ukraine. Ukraine has been fighting Russia's full-scale invasion since February 2022. The nation has recently been on the defensive due to a relentless Russian army push in eastern regions. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that U.S. President Joe Biden is pledging support to those recovering from the devastation of Hurricane Helene.
President Joe Biden has been shown the deadly and devastating damage from Helene, first in Florida, where he visited with survivors and responders in Keaton Beach, and then in Georgia, where he visited a heavily damaged pecan orchard outside Valdosta.
I see you, I hear you, I grieve with you. And I promise you, we have your back.
Biden also said the response should be nonpartisan.
In moments like this, it's time to put politics aside.
And he urged Congress to be prepared to fund long-term recovery. I'm Norman Hall.
Tunisia is holding presidential elections Sunday that seems certain to give the incumbent Kais Saied another term in office, with his main rivals jailed, disqualified, or otherwise sidelined from the race. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA.
As president, Saied has rewritten the Constitution, dissolved parliament, and ushered in new legislative bodies with limited powers. Voter participation was low on elections for each of Saied's changes. Just over 11% of Tunisians turned out for the legislative votes. Supporters praise Saied for cleaning up corruption and political gridlock. Critics say the president is taking the country back to pre-revolution days of fear and authoritarian rule. Lisa Bryant, VOA News.
Vietnam has condemned China, saying that Chinese law enforcement personnel assaulted 10 Vietnamese fishermen, damaged their fishing gear, and seized about 4 tons of fish catched near the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. The fishermen first reported the assault near the Chinese-controlled islands by radio on Sunday, but did not identify the attackers. Vietnam's Ministry of Foreign Affairs blamed Chinese law enforcement personnel Thursday for the high seas attack, saying it seriously violated Vietnam's sovereignty in the Paracel Islands, international law, and an agreement by the leaders of the two countries to better manage their territorial disputes. Chinese officials did not immediately issue a reaction. South Africa's Constitutional Court says it will hear a case next month brought by two opposition parties to revive impeachment proceedings against President Cyril Ramaphosa. The court made the announcement Thursday. The two opposition parties want Ramaphosa impeached over a scandal involving more than $500,000 in cash that was hidden in a couch at his ranch and stolen in 2020. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.